I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, it is time to get stupid with Kristen.
I have earned the right to be stupid whenever I want on the show, thanks to the Bunny Cam many, many years ago. If you don't know what it is, don't worry about it. So I have been seeing a lot of articles about Julie and Todd Chrisley lately. So they're the stars of Chrisley Knows Best, and they are currently serving time in prison. Apparently the married couple has not spoken to each other since they've been incarcerated. Todd is serving 12 years in a federal correctional institution in Florida, while Julie was sentenced to 7 years at a federal institution in Lexington, Kentucky. So they were busted for federal tax fraud. They must have done a lot of fraud, because that's some hefty sentencing. Uh-huh. So it got me wondering, and I went through and looked up different lists of celebrities who have spent time behind bars. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you two celebrities, and you have to tell me who spent the most time behind bars.
Oh, this is fun.
Okay. Right? who ended up, and this is not what they were sentenced, because some people got sentenced one thing and then, you know, you typically get out early. But the amount of time spent behind bars, you have to guess who spent the most. So first up, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
Mm.
You remember from the Varsity Blues incident? They both tried to help their daughters get into top-tier colleges by changing SAT scores and then also faking a rowing picture.
Right. Lori Loughlin, I think.
Lori Loughlin?
That was my first thing.
Who spent more time? Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin, for
y'all
sure.
Y'all all correct. Yeah, okay. All right, so Felicity Huffman spent 2 weeks in prison following the Varsity Blues scandal. Again, she changed her daughter's SAT scores. And then Lori Loughlin eventually pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire mail fraud. Oops. And she was in prison for 2 months.
Yeah, Felicity kind of rolled right from the start, though, didn't she?
Did.
She's like, oh, good Lord, a couple of months? No, guilty. Put me in there now.
She did. All right, so the next two. Who spent more time in the slammer, Martha Stewart or Lauryn Hill? One was for lying to the feds. That was Martha Stewart. The other was for tax evasion.
I don't know, but I'm going to go Martha Stewart because I know Lauryn Hill got there late.
I'm also going to go Martha.
Clean sweep.
Give it to her.
Yeah.
Hey. So Martha served 5 months in prison for lying to feds about stock sales. And then Lauryn served 3 months for tax evasion. All right, next.
Is there anybody in here that has ever spent any time in a jail cell?
No.
Overnight or anything?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Next, you have Lil Wayne versus Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Teresa?
Lil Wayne.
I'll go Teresa.
It's Teresa. Lisa! So Lil Wayne served 8 months behind bars after an unlicensed gun was found on his tour bus. Teresa spent 11 months in prison for tax fraud, though her sentence was 15 months. She was released early.
If you have never watched the Lil Wayne best of deposition, it's the best deposition of all time.
By far.
He had such a bad attitude, man.
He was so upset.
He was telling, like, the prosecutors, like, just want to let you know, nobody can help you out there. And they're like, what did you say? He's like, I didn't say nothing.
Did you threaten me?
Yeah.
I was like, I remember, I'm like, you can't threaten people during the deposition. Like, that's on tape.
Yeah, he made his own rules that day.
He was a little badass, man.
All right, next up, who spent more time behind bars, Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan?
Mm.
Or is it Lindsay Lohan? Lindsay Lohan.
Something tells me Lindsay.
I'm going Lindsay.
I'll go Lindsay also.
You're all wrong.
Really?
No. What? Paris Hilton ended up behind bars for 23 days. Lindsay Lohan ended up behind bars for 13 days. And that was just there was a couple of times where she was only behind bars for a couple of days. But yeah, so Paris Hilton ended up behind bars for 23 days back in 2007, violated the terms of her probation stemming from a September DUI. And then Lindsay Lohan ended up behind bars for 13 days in 2010 after she accidentally triggered the alcohol monitoring device she was ordered to wear as part of her probation following her second DUI conviction. But I am very much appreciating the Lohanissance, is it being called?
Yes, the Lohanissance that's coming out, the fashion that I've seen, the movies that have come out, they're all equally cringeworthy. But you know what? Loving to see her out and about again.
All right, next you have Kiefer Sutherland versus ASAP Rocky. Who spent more time behind bars?
What were the crimes?
So Kiefer Sutherland was arrested for DUI, and then ASAP Rocky, this happened in Sweden. He was being investigated for a physical altercation.
I don't know about Kiefer, but I know ASAP had some time in there, so I'm going ASAP.
Okay.
I'm going Kiefer.
Kiefer.
Kiefer!
What? So, Kiefer Sutherland spent 48 days behind bars after he was arrested for a DUI. It was his fourth DUI-related arrest, and it violated the terms of his probation. Now, ASAP Rocky spent a month, so 30 days, in a Swedish jail because authorities were investigating a part in a physical altercation with a man on the streets in Stockholm. He was claiming to defending himself. He was found guilty of assault. However, he faced no additional jail time because he had already been in there for 30 days.
He tells stories like he was in there for years.
Felt like years.
Also, aren't the Swedish jails supposed to be really nice? They have like those IKEA meatballs.
Yes.
Everyone has their own room.
All right. So your last one, Tim Allen versus Lil' Kim. So Tim Allen, the dad from Home Improvement, versus rapper Lil' Kim.
He had a bad drug problem back in the day.
He did. I'm going to go Tim Allen.
I'm going to go Tim Allen.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tim Allen.
You're right. All right, so Lil' Kim spent 10 months behind bars after she was convicted of perjury. So she lied to a federal grand jury to protect members of her entourage who were involved in a gun battle opposite rival rap group Capone and Noriega. Tim Allen was arrested back in 1978 for trafficking cocaine. He faced life in prison, ended up serving 5 years for giving up the names of 21 people he worked with in the drug trade.
Wow. The Santa Claus did that?
Yes. Yeah. A different kind of snow he was working with.
The Burt Show.